Working? Is that coming through loud and clear?
Great, fantastic. And I've got a few things that I'll need to use here. I'll leave that there. Well, let's just pray, shall we? Let's pray that the living God would come and speak to us this morning, each of our hearts, through his word. Father, we praise you and thank you that you have poured out your Holy Spirit on your people, and we're aware that we need him. We need him to work in our hearts, that we would see how holy you are, Lord God, that we might know our sinfulness, and yet also your wonderful grace, the wonderful work of Jesus on the cross. So please show us your holiness this morning, we pray. Show us our sin and show us our Saviour. For his glory. Amen. Well, I wonder if we ever think, boys and girls and grown-ups, whether we are just not good enough as Christians to speak about Jesus. I know I feel this. I don't feel I'm good enough to speak about Jesus. I don't know if you feel the same. Just not good enough. Well, what we're going to learn this morning is actually even the feelings we have of not being good enough to speak about Jesus are small compared to the real difference between how holy God is and how sinful we are. And therefore, how good and wonderful Jesus' death on the cross is for us. Because as we've read this morning, when Isaiah goes into that temple and he sees the Lord, the King. And he sees these angels, seraphs, flying around. And these are perfect beings. These beings have never sinned. And yet God is so pure and so holy. They cover themselves. They use wings to cover their feet and their faces. They cannot look on this one. He is so pure. See, when we see God as he really is, as he really truly is, yes, revealed in the glory of creation, but most in his word, the Bible, do you know what we realize about ourselves? We realize we're very dirty. Now, I want somebody to come and hold this mirror, because this is a mirror which, in a sense, symbolizes what happens when we come and see God. Anybody happy to hold this mirror? Maybe two children. Do you think you're able to hold it sort of one on one side and somebody else hold it on the other? That'd be really helpful. Out you come. Sorry, I haven't got a hand free. Out you come. One on one side, one on the other. And Isaiah is a bit like, do you want to come this side? Well done. Fantastic. He's a bit like us. We think we're okay. We're clean on the outside. And then we come close to see what God is like. I think I'm pretty clean. Until... Oh. Until I see what God is like. This is what we're really like in comparison to God. Our lips are unclean. And what that means is actually that our hearts are unclean, because out of the hearts, the mouth speaks, as Jesus taught. And so what does Isaiah say? I'm making a bit of a mess here. I might have time to clean it up. What does Isaiah, does anybody remember what Isaiah says when he sees the holiness of the Lord? What does he say? Woe! I'm a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the Lord Almighty, the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of heaven. And as we saw, thankfully, great, do you want to go and put that? I'll take the mirror. Now that's probably a, well done, you two. Thank you very much. A little round of applause for our mirror holders. What makes the difference? I'm glad there's nobody here with a camera.
Maybe there is. I shouldn't have said that.
What makes the difference? It was the tong and the coal, wasn't it? But what's all that about? Well, there's a way of you and them being made clean.
I haven't got it all off, have I?
Oh dear.
I need some kitchen roll. I do. I was trying to avoid putting up an eight ash green with coffee all down my shirt, but I think that's... I might have got away with it.
You see, it's the coal that makes us clean. Where have I put my notes? Here we go. Isn't it? What does the coal taken from the altar represent? What does it point forward to? Well, verse 6 says, "Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which had taken from tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, 'See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, your sin atoned for.'" Isaiah was made clean to then speak for God. And you see, this symbolizes for us what Jesus has done. That the coal, the live coal, symbolizes a heavenly sacrifice, a heavenly priest, not one on earth, one in heaven. And who is that? Who is our priest? Who has ended all priesthood? It's the Lord Jesus, isn't it? Who is our sacrifice? Who has ended all sacrifice? It's the Lord Jesus, isn't it? He can cleanse us through and through. He's the only way we can be cleansed. As Peter was saying at the beginning, we can't make ourselves clean. And in a sense, the Old Testament was all about external cleaning, washings, and visible sacrifices. But now that Jesus is in heaven, is there any Christian who is unclean? No. Is there any Christian who hasn't got clean enough lips to speak for Jesus? No. Why? Because we're made clean by him, not by ourselves. And so just like Isaiah, we can say when he says, the Lord says to him, you know, "Who will go for me? And who will speak for me?" We can say, "Yes, Lord, please send me. Send me. I'm clean. And I know other people out there need to be made clean. I know it's such an important thing that people are made clean in the presence of a holy God. That's so important. I can speak." And Jesus said these words about even the smallest person in the kingdom. So you might think this morning, boys and girls, that you're the smallest Christian in the world. Some of us grown-ups might think, we're the worst Christian in the world. But if we're a Christian, we are clean so we can speak for Jesus. Yes, we'll still make mistakes. You know I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But will we not speak of this one? You see, what Jesus said was all the prophets are great. And the greatest prophet was John the Baptist. Among those born of women, there was never one greater than John the Baptist. Why? Well, because he could point out who Jesus was. But then what did he add? "He who is least in the kingdom of God," even the smallest of us children here this morning, "is greater than John the Baptist." We can speak about the one who has made us clean, can't we? So let's just pray to him that he would help us by his Holy Spirit to do just that. Father, we thank you and praise you that because of Jesus, we've been made clean. Our lips and hearts have been made clean by him, by his sacrifice, by his priesthood. And Lord, please help us to take the opportunities we have at school or inviting people to the family fun day or with our family or friends to speak about Jesus, because he has made us clean. Amen.
John, thank you. We're going to have our second song. it will be up on the screen.